Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
How are we doing today?
Good.
Barstool Sportsbook Pick Central. We're live on the YouTube channel. Brandon Walker, our esteemed host, out today. Busy man. My bad.
The playback. The music's good.
Yeah, the music's good.
Start it over.
Okay. Let's run it back.
Give me a better sup, fellas.
Sup, fellas.
Welcome.
It's time for Pick Central on Barstool Sportsbook YouTube.
Yes,
and I'm joined by a hell of a cast of characters on my left. The one, the only, Marty Mletch. How are you, Marty?
Let's go. That fired me up, that intro. I like that. How you're funneling around your computer. This is my host right
here. Double sound.
Music.
I got to learn. I'm trying to interact. The Chat Boys crew is awesome. That's a part of the show and interacting. And Brandon does a phenomenal job interacting with them. And the last few times I've hosted, I'm trying to do better on that. And I appreciate all you guys interacting. Rico Bosco on my left as well. How are you, Rico?
What's up? Good. Ready to go. Ready? Football, you could smell it in the air. I didn't know the preseason was tonight. I'm going to tell you this. It's the simplest pick. It's not on my card. It's a bonus if you're watching the show. Patriots, -1.5. People play harder for Belichick.
You're not the king of preseason.
Tell me that doesn't make sense, Tommy.
It does make sense. But I feel -1.5. Don't they not always do that well in the
preseason? Awful in the preseason. Awful.
Tonight, they turn it around.
They're legitimately one of the worst preseason because they don't give a shit.
Because I feel like Belichick doesn't care about winning the game. He more just wants to see what his guys have.
Yeah.
The only thing, though, with the preseason, Mac Jones is probably going to get a lot of time for Belichick, and I think he's going to be good. Tommy Smokes joining us for the start of Pick Central. Tommy, what's up, man?
What's up, Mintz? Thanks for having me. It's always an honor to be on with this cast of characters.
Hell yeah, man. Well, glad to have you. And I wanted to start by bringing Tommy in, and we've got Marty, obviously, Yankees fan. Y'all do Short Porch. Field of Dreams game today. Very unique, Yankees and White Sox. And I'm just curious y'all's thoughts on it. And I think it's just kind of a unique day in baseball, and I like them kind of embracing the stuff.
My first thing that I'm thinking is we all know the White Sox beat the fucking shit out of lefties, right? We know that. We're throwing a lefty that has a 5.5 ERA.
He stinks.
And he's one of the worst pitchers I've ever seen in my lifetime. He throws meatballs from the side right down the middle. And Lance Lynn is pitching, who 19 of his last 20 starts has not letting up 3 runs. Or it's 3 runs or less.
Also on an extra day of rest, right?
Extra day rest. And that screams the White Sox. Something's going to happen today that the Yankees win this game. It just screams it.
And it does seem a little obvious.
And obviously the Yankees don't have Rizzo. Urshela's out. Torres is out. They're going to be throwing bums out there. A 5-9 shortstop. And I think we're just going to win.
The White Sox and Yankees treated this game really differently, where the White Sox moved Lance Lynn back a day just so he'd be in the spotlight tonight, and the Yankees were like, we don't really give a fuck. It's just one game. Andrew Haney sucks. He's just going to start.
Yep.
It does seem too obvious, but also the White Sox are only, what, -165 or something?
That's
a lot,
though.
But 165.
But for what they should be, almost seems like kind
I
of a
I understand what you're saying, but with
how
Vegas,
bad is the Yankees COVID right now still? Is it bad?
It's bad. A guy gets COVID, and they go cough all over everybody. This thing just
whatever
keeps spreading around.
Relievers that was pitching pretty well just got it again. But usually, the Vegas overvalues the Yankees no matter what. They're like Duke.
Yeah.
Like when Duke this year, they just couldn't accept that they weren't that good.
Yeah, well, you can't ever make. Yeah, he makes a good point. You can't ever make the Yankees a +200 favorite or a +3. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not that they would ever be that high, but maybe there is a little bit of a bargain on the White Sox at minus one. So don't think that the White Sox are a bargain at 165. It's more if they put themselves at the Yankees, they would have a liability being so plus because everybody would jump on.
I almost
you know
think
what I mean?
That this might be one of the highest the Yankees have, like, their spread has been.
Probably.
Yeah, you don't see the Yankees. Team is minus 170.
You can't.
What do y'all think? Like, baseball's done more and more to kind of embrace this cool, unique thing. I think it's great. I mean, you got a 162-game season. I'm all about breaking up the monotony. You know, this feels like a special event today, kind of.
Yeah, it is cool, but the people that went from Barstool, like, 2 weeks ago said that, like, the field wasn't ready. Wasn't done yet.
I think it's going to be a weird... I went to the London series 2 years ago, and the Yankees played the Red Sox. It was the weirdest baseball games I've ever seen. Like, I think they scored about 40 runs between the two games. I think it's going to be something like that tonight, where maybe there's a lot of runs, maybe... the ball dies. Like, there's just going to be something strange.
How
that
far
in
is
this
the cornfield?
Yeah,
do we know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what's the home run? I mean, it's just into a corn. Is there
that's
like a lot?
It's 335 down the lines, 380s to the
is
power
it a fence? Is it a fence or is it just a cornfield?
Yeah, it's across. So the movie site is like a short walk away from the stadium that they built. There's a wall on the stadium. They're not hitting into the corn.
Oh.
Oh, I kinda...
Is Ray Liotta going to be there?
He should.
The other guy from Field of Dreams.
Whoever
showed up last night.
James Earl Jones is still kicking it, right?
Is he?
He's still alive, I think.
Dead or alive? James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones is alive.
Dead or alive from the booth. I have alive, minus 105.
I'm pounding alive.
Well, I just
think Avery alive. Alive, right?
Marty, I know you took the Yankees 10-1 to win the division. How are we feeling? Red Sox have been falling, even though they had a huge win last night. They won big.
They need to make a – I'm not even worried about the Red Sox. We're going to pass them. It's the Rays right now where we're six games back.
How many do you have left against the Rays directly, though?
We have four. It's the last series.
It's not that many.
It's four or three.
Three or four? Yeah. Okay.
But the Red Sox play the Rays, like, literally, like, 10 more times, I think.
Okay.
I don't think the Yankees will win the division. I think the Rays will win the division. But I do think the Yankees could pass – I'm almost starting to get more worried about Toronto than Boston. Toronto just has that feel to them of like a special team, young guys. They got Berrios now. I could see them nabbing a wild card spot.
How do you feel about the Yankees wild card? Because it seems like the A's are probably
the A's are they're in A's. Trouble. A's, I don't think I'm a big A's guy. It just looks like their trajectory is on the wrong path. I don't think the A's are going to make the playoffs.
Tough schedule, too.
They're just in trouble right
and
now.
And they play the Yankees three
yeah,
games.
But the Yankees always struggle in Oakland.
There's too much.
I have no stats to back that up, but I feel like they get swept there pretty much every year.
Too much foul territory.
Way too much foul territory. Yankees
but you're
that.
So right. I'm way more scared of the Blue Jays than the
I got my eyes firmly on the Blue Jays right
yeah,
now.
I don't.
I like that Berrios move, too.
Yeah.
No, like Guerrero.
Tonight's going to be a good game.
Yeah,
Ohtani,
they have against
Ohtani. Ohtani
yeah, I'm on the under on that.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great game.
That should be the Field of Dreams game.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, the Angels are playing that Williamsport game.
Today?
I saw no Sunday. They usually do it Sunday night or something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I did see a promo the other day for it. It's the only reason I'm bringing it up.
They play the Little League World Series.
Yeah, they play it like in a field at Williamsport. They take all the kids out. They've done it for the past couple of years.
Imagine they played on the Little League's field.
Someone would die. Marty.
Guy would be like 140. Guy would be pitching like 140.
Somebody would die.
That'd
take
be
one
back to
imagine
the head.
Imagine like, Chad
just throw, pop the ball up the short right field and it's a home run.
Yeah.
Like, talk about a short porch for real.
Choke. Yeah.
But imagine
Angels.
Chapman throw the catch.
No, they play
it
like a minor league stadium.
It's Angels and Indians at Williamsport on the 22nd.
What do you say?
Angels, Indians, and Williamsport.
Angels, Indians, right?
Yeah, 22nd.
Okay. Angels. Williamsport, you've been following any of these prelims and stuff? I saw Louisiana.
I've just been watching. I can't. I'm not legally allowed to talk about the fun stuff with that. I've just been watching. It's all for the enjoyment.
When I was in the... At Ole Miss in the college in the frat house, there were rumors that I gambled on the Little League World Series. And I like, never could live it down. They're like, Mintz is such a degenerate. He fires on the Little League World
were
Series.
Were they true rumors?
No. People just love slander my character. I don't fire damn near anything else, but I ain't betting on no 11-year-olds. Come on.
I would. If I could.
See.
It's info.
If I could.
Yeah, I've watched all the regionals.
Have you ever been?
No. It's tough. Like, I would love to do, like, I've never done, but like a man
Rico
on the street video.
Doing, yeah, he
but it's tough because then you're like
12-year-olds. He loves that stuff.
He's been
Monet,
weird because like
Monet Davis fan,
big time. It's just you know I like it. I think it's unpredictable. That's why it's enjoying to me.
But, yeah, I look forward to. I mean, I'll definitely watch it.
It's the only thing on it, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, you know? That's kind of why I've been firing away on it.
There's just no way.
Putting up on the box.
Like, I don't know why I'd watch it.
It's at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a game. I saw a six-run comeback the other night. Like, what do you want me to... Like, it's sports. Fucking, I'll watch sports.
Tommy, it's Thursday. You still doing the Thursday?
Yeah, I'll have some thoughts for you. Later, maybe in an hour or so.
Okay.
Yep. So be on the lookout.
Awesome. And y'all are doing, in short ports, continuing. I know y'all are continuing to hammer. Yeah, y'all still doing a few short.
Oh, Pilot Pete.
Pilot Pete and the Bachelor.
I feel like Pilot Pete's
got some thoughts on the Yankees.
I saw him at a bar and just like Murray Hill looked like any other random
he was on TikTok a lot. Everyone was taking videos of him.
Yeah. Somebody's got to teach him about the sunglasses on the shirt so you compromise your collar. Maybe I'll talk to neck. Him.
I think you should talk to him.
No, not my avenue.
No,
I'm just saying. If he's looking for a tip, don't hang it.
His wife's funny on
you
Twitter.
Think Pilot Pete needs your.
He's got a wife
or All Business Pete.
That was Pilot Pete.
Pete, I wouldn't look.
Nah, Old Business Pete is.
I got him confused. I didn't look up. I didn't look at him. I just heard y'all say Pete. Old Business Pete.
Pilot Pete's.
You thought I was saying
bachelor.
I saw Pete at a bar in Murray Hill looking.
Man, hell if I know. What the hell do I know?
You're not a bachelor guy.
No. Man, the problem is for me. Like, I'm so oblivious to pop culture. Like, literally, I never know any of the celebrities, pop culture. I feel like I live in my own, like, really weird bubble or just...
No,
it's
you...
probably for the best.
I feel like you know what Kate Beckinsale's doing. I feel like you know all that stuff. You know what Lil Huddy's doing?
I don't even know Lil Huddy.
You played celebrity with... you play poker with some celebrities.
Yeah.
That's one way to keep up.
Yeah, but I'd play poker with... Like, I didn't even know who Channing Tatum was, and it was, like, after 21 Jump Street.
That's...
And he was playing at the table, and I literally didn't even know who he
Channing
was.
Channing Tatum's, I feel like... pretty well known universally.
Yeah, Mr. Mike.
No,
or Magic Mike, whatever it's called.
who's like your celebrity that you'd love to meet?
Drew.
Not
obviously
besides Drew Brees and not fucking Fish and
Panic.
All these bands.
Man, Pansy Panic or Drew Brees, probably. You know, I mean,
probably who?
I said widespread Panic or Drew Brees were like my favorite. You know, I mean, I don't know. That's what I love. Though.
What about like an actor?
An actor? The Ray Liotta I met was fun. I really enjoyed that.
Is it true that you took Abella Danger to one of those underground Italian spots you went with the mobsters last night after she left the interview? That rumor's being circulated.
That rumor's being circulated, not rumors. I wish it was true.
Yeah, the mobsters would love you at the Italian place.
They did. No, I did have a night where I got to.
I know. I heard this.
No,
story.
It was unbelievable. I know. The mobsters like Barstool.
Are you just in the mob now, Mincy?
Can we? Is that picture?
Riders, I mean, oh my god!
That was one of the most low key funny stories Mincy ever said. That he was just at like with the mob and like four girls.
Yeah,
in an underground Italian restaurant.
Oh, it was insane.
The guy was like offended. He kept being like, "I have a glass." Ben's like, "Nah, I can't do it." The guy's like, "I have a glass. You're not gonna drink with me." He's like, "Nah, I can't do it. I can't do it."
Oh man. Well, guys, I want to get into a bunch of NFL today. Tommy, you're obviously welcome to hang around as long as you want or take off. You do whatever you want.
Oh, you guys do.
Okay.
Do
well, thank you for sure. thank you for coming by.
Go Yankees, but I'm not optimistic.
I feel good. We already swept them. We swept them this year.
Well. All right, guys, I want to get in. So we got preseason getting going tonight. Look, next week also B-Walk's going to be out. He's going to Vegas for SummerSlam. Boys, football season is about to come.
It's back.
And we're about to throw the F down on Pick Central with these football previews. Chat boys, fire away. We're going to get ready for this thing. I mean, this is my first. You know, I got hired last year, mid to late part of football. This is my first full football season at Barstool. This is what I know. And I actually know more NFL. My NFL is stronger than I think people think. I guess I'm so associated with Ole Miss. But we're about to bring the freaking fire this fall. And I'm super excited about Hoboken, too. I just moved out there. New Jersey. Barstool Sportsbook now live in Colorado and Virginia. We're at six states. The Jersey thing this fall is going to be awesome. We're going to have a gambling house in Jersey. I'm going to be all about that. Also, big shout-out to Penn Gaming opening the Hollywood York in Pennsylvania
today. Right?
New Barstool Sportsbook in Pennsylvania. Penn Gaming, obviously, headquartered in Pennsylvania. Great to see that expanding. I wrote a blog earlier that's about to be out. Guys, you think of the dog days of summer. You know, you usually think late July, mid-July. There's not shit going on. I can't even keep track of all the stuff going on with this company. You look back at the last few weeks. Barstool Arizona Bowl. announced. Rumors about us with Major League Baseball come out in the New York Post. We launch in Colorado and Virginia. We acquire one of the best sports apps in the world and the Score. We open a new Penn opens a new casino today. I mean, dude, it's every day. It's insane what's going on.
Yeah, it just makes you think, like, the people who keep saying, oh, they're not legit, or they're still the bad boys on the block. Like, at what point, when you get a super team of assets, do you eventually say, eh, maybe they are the fucking top of the world?
I think we're at the point now.
I mean, it's
I think it's like,
no, but it's amazing that there's still that,
it's
like,
insane
pickpointing our defense or pickpointing this. It's like,
it's insane.
I don't know, man. Enjoy the view from the rear view, because, like you said, it's crazy. It's the time when, look, how many employees are major companies laying off, right? We're acquiring shit.
Oh,
left
no,
and right.
Yeah, like, we're still growing. I mean, you know, ESPN, everybody's laying off. And just the drive is so impressive to me. Like, you look at Dave, how successful he already is. I know if I was worth $100 million, I'd probably be chilling a hell of a lot
no,
more than he is.
There's absolutely no reason that a few people here are working at all. But there,
like,
is a reason,
yeah,
because
like
they're that
global conquest.
Cutthroat,
yeah,
exactly.
Not even,
yeah,
like,
so.
It's not even personal. It's kind of just like because you care about the company. You could tell when we all care about it so much that like we want everyone to know how great it is here. And it's not what some people think. And there's always some people that you're never going to change their mind, no matter what. That's like you tell them Barstool's great, they're going to say you're racist or something. Like in 2 seconds, it's like you can't change people's minds. But the people that know, this place is the best, so it's fucking crazy.
And I also want to shout out, you see all the money that has been raised for the police stuff in Chicago?
Like 250 grand,
250,000.
Yeah.
I feel like, and that's a shout out not just to Barstool, but to the Stoolies.
That's all,
man,
the Stoolies.
Anytime there's a huge cause, the Stoolies just always step up.
From day one. You might not be, I don't know how far you go back with Barstool history, Ben, but from day one is fundraising.
Oh, yeah.
Day one.
Always. And it's always, like, on impulse, too. Just, like, something happens. It's no one asks.
I mean, look at the Barstool Fund. Somebody was like, yeah, put your money where your mouth is. Okay, $41 million.
Yeah.
You know, like, crazy. That just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen.
No.
It's because of the loyal fans. So, shout out to you guys. All the good ones.
I don't have it on my card, but I'm going to put it on my card, TJ. If you can just write it in for me. I know you can't do it on the graphic, but it is the Eagles tonight.
I like the Patriots.
The Eagles are playing the Steelers. The Steelers already have a game under the belt. People are like, oh, they've already got that. They're going to get rolling. The Eagles, Jalen Hurts is playing. He's starting. Joe Flacco, Nick Mullins. Those are three quarterbacks who have actually pretty, like, I know Jalen Hurts probably has the least experience out of all of them, right? He's got whatever he had last year. Mullins played a bunch for the Niners.
Him and Mullins might be close.
Yeah, a ton.
Mullins played a ton.
You think Mullins played a ton?
Yeah, I think so. Because
he has been around for a little while.
A lot of people always, and they've always been getting hurt over there.
What are they saying about Philly's like skill positions? They all expect to play?
Well, Devonta Smith's not going to play.
Okay.
But that's a problem where if their offense any good. Every Eagles fan, every Eagles writer has thrown them to the shit. Like they're one of the worst teams. But I think the Eagles, because a lot of them will be fighting for jobs. The Steelers already had their first game. I like the Eagles -1.5 today.
So you like the Eagles? I'm looking – so going through the NFL preseason, I'm on the Barstool Sportsbook app. We got some games. We got Washington football team, New England, Steelers, Eagles, Bills, and Bills – actually, no, we just have those two.
So I like the Patriots. For the simple – I get it. They're a bad preseason team. I just think – push comes to shove, the guys are going to start to play.
I also think the Patriots thing, Mac Jones is going to, you know, this is a spot where, look, there's a chance he pushes Cam Newton more than Jake. I went through some of Newton's metrics, and it's fascinating. So New England is trying to recreate the Gronk Aaron Hernandez. They threw down huge money in free agency, signed Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith, which makes sense because you look back to when Cam was successful in Carolina, he had Greg Olsen.
Yep.
He throws high. He needs that tight end. To help. Cam last year started the year good, and then he caught that COVID. He had real bad COVID, and then he struggled. His accuracy, he was really bad. They benched him for Jared Stidham multiple times. Stidham was just such trash that didn't stick. Do y'all think Mac Jones has a shot to play a little bit this year? How do y'all feel?
I think he does now because he switched his number to number 10.
What was it?
50.
Oh, I didn't understand that. You're right.
He just changed it 4 minutes ago. He is number 10 tonight. That helps his stock.
All right, I like that. I think he can. I mean, obviously he was great at Alabama. Now, Did the wide receivers make him look good? But you got to go make those throws, right? You got to make the reads.
Him and Justin Fields are, did the wide receivers make him look good? Like, that's exactly what they're both like. When they play this year, it's because they both don't have a great receiving core. Chicago probably has a better one.
Yeah, Chicago's got at least Allen Robinson.
I don't know.
The Pats spent, so they just threw down a free agency after last year. And then the Pats also had a bunch of opt-outs last year, and especially Dante Hightower. They got guys coming back, so that can help them. I think they're really motivated. Very interesting, them throwing out $13 million a year on Nelson Aguilar. I mean, I know he did good for the Raiders, but remember how much of a bust he was for Philly?
Yeah.
The Patriots, where they have really missed the last 10, 12 years, they have not drafted a good receiver since like 2010.
They also they don't spend on wide receivers either in the free. I mean, they
got Cooks for that year but didn't want to pay him, so they shipped him out.
They got Moss at the end of his career. Like, it's amazing that Brady won all those Super Bowls with
Edelman.
A bunch of fucking guys who were former quarterbacks and like
Edelman
in college.
Drunk and like, yeah.
Danny Amendola they had for a little while, right? Was productive. Somebody.
What's his name? Is he still at Harry? And Kill? What's his name?
Yeah, man, he's
Kenneal Harry.
He's kind of there. I mean, I think he's still there.
I thought he was going to be a superstar. I thought he was going to be a superstar out of college.
No, he's going to be, he hadn't done well. But the Pats, what they do have, they have a great offensive line. Damian Harris came on strong, so they got a running game, and I think the defense should be pretty good. They're over under 9 wins this year. Do y'all see them bouncing back? I mean, they still were 7-9 in like a hellacious season last year.
Yeah, I think you'd throw away a lot of what happened last year. I mean, the 2 wins against the Jets. I think Miami will be improved. The Bills, I still think are the class of that.
Oh, I do too.
I'd have to look at their schedule, but yeah, it's hard to see Belichick not having motivation after missing the playoffs for the first time in forever, right? And Tom Brady goes and wins without him. Does he have the horses to do it? I'm not sold on Cam. He's going to have a rookie quarterback. Can he win with that? I don't know. Part of me thinks there's a big-time revenge tour, which I would bet on, but the other part is it's more Jimmy's and Joe's than X's and O's. So I would say under without even knowing their schedule. I don't know. I'm thinking under.
Okay, Hunter Henry's already out a couple weeks dealing with the shoulder thing, but should be fine for the season. I think the Henry Jonu Smith thing's kind of fascinating, though. Pat's going back to that two tight end set. They're going to run the crap out of the ball.
Yeah.
You know, I think it could work. I think it could work for them.
No, I think so, too.
Getting Dante Hightower back, monster on that defense. They missed him a ton last year. That dude can play.
How do you think Joe Flacco feels?
I think he's just cashing checks.
You think, but like, why? It's like you're behind Jalen Hurts right now. What a downfall that man had.
I think Flacco all time just struck lightning in those playoffs.
Yeah,
he was like the first $100 million quarterback.
Yeah, he got lucky. He won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he got hot the right time.
Flacco, cool job.
Are you familiar with that video?
I'm not.
Give you a little background. That was the one. When they kept saying that the Ravens are going to, like, end the dynasty of many times, take down the Patriots, and Joe Flacco is – that was probably, like, the Joe Flacco is a lead, and I think the Ravens might have even been a favorite, and Dave was just laughing, like, in Flacco's grave. So now you know that.
Flacco!
Patriots win a big game against the Ravens. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So Washington football team this year, how do y'all feel about the Fitzpatrick thing?
It does seem like the entire world is on these guys for futures.
I know.
They are the Browns of last year. I always
2 years ago, because the Browns were good last year.
Yeah, Browns are good last year.
It was the year before they were there hyped up.
Okay. Then, yeah.
But wait, why?
2 years ago.
Why do you
But I still think the Browns were a little overhyped for, like, too much. Yeah, they got to the playoffs.
I think
they won a game. But I still think the Browns were, like, everyone's sleeper Super Bowl pick.
No,
last year.
I think you're...
I know. I thought that. I think the Browns disappointed, let so many people down the year before. Last year, people were
right,
sleeping.
It was
2 years
really
ago.
Good.
After they made all the moves, they were super hyped. And then remember, Tennessee came out and just drubbed them
I don't think the football team is as hyped up as the Browns ever are. But I think they were hyped up just for the NFC East. I don't think they're, like, they're... Like the Browns.
My thing on the football team, and Terry McLaurin's really good. I mean, he's the only damn receiver they got. You know where the ball's going. Antonio Gibson flashed, I thought, as a rookie. Still not like a ton of playmaking weapons, really. I just think they're a little lighter receiver. That front seven on defense is just ferocious, though. They have, 5 first-round picks. And the thing is with Fitzpatrick, you know, they've got such a good defense creating turnovers. I mean, is he going to take care of the football? I think that's the big thing here. I mean, he's certainly going to help him be more explosive on offense, but just week to week, you've got a team that forces so many sacks and turnovers and sudden change plays. You got to, you know, win the turnover battle.
Well, let's also face it, too. Like, we're fans of him, but the NFC East is pretty bad division. Would you say?
We don't.
Depending on the Cowboys.
I mean, this year it definitely got better. A healthy Dak is a little scary.
Absolutely.
For the Cowboys. I think the Eagles are going to be really bad. I think
Eagles are going to be bad.
Giants are still struggling.
The Giants are a prove it year, though.
The Giants thing, okay. Oh, by the way, Giants, huge shout out, by the way. So they remember that the whole thing when they fired the OL coach? They hired Rob Sale, who I know his family, from Monroe, Louisiana. He was a college O-line coach, played for Nick Saban at LSU when they won the title in 03. Was Georgia's O-line coach, had a really good college career. It's his first NFL job. I'm going to try to reach out to him, do something with him for Barstool because I got some ties to him.
Yeah, but with the Giants, like, Barkley is going to be the first time he's healthy, obviously. Daniel Jones didn't have anything to work with last year.
Kenny Galladay already being hurt scares the crap out of me.
That scares me, too.
No, because he always has hamstring problems, and, like, those big 6'5", like, freak receivers kind of have those kind of type injuries. And him already having that flare up. Because, like, in theory, you look at the Giants, man, if you get Kenny Galladay and Evan Engram and Tony at Florida was freaking unreal with Barkley – man, you got some serious skill guys, but when are they going to all be out there healthy?
But that's what we're saying. So Barkley is healthy right now. We hope he stays healthy. Galladay, hopefully, is ready by the beginning of the season. Tony, we have no idea yet, but you're right. But, like, think about Daniel Jones. Who do you have to throw to? Slayton?
Yeah, no.
But
now you got Shepard's a good slot guy.
Shepard's,
in that role, I think Shepard's, he's going to be very good.
When Shepard's not your number one option, yes, he's unbelievable in that slot role, I think. And this is a Daniel Jones year. He has to prove something. So I think that helps them. And their defense is obviously good. And that's where it's like, that's why they're so confusing. Like, they could be really bad or really good.
D-line's loaded.
On the flip side of being a pessimistic fan, this could be the year where it's like, Daniel Jones never had help. Daniel Jones never had help. Daniel Jones never had help. That's the narrative. And now he does have help. And you go, maybe the problem's Daniel Jones.
Fine.
I'm just saying.
But either way, you need to figure it out. You got to figure that out once and for all.
Absolutely. But I'm just saying,
but I'm
in terms of them winning the division, if Jones is the problem, then you're completely fucked.
I'm happy.
Now you got to reset.
He has help, so we can figure that
out.
I want,
just get to the finish line faster.
I want 10
absolutely
wins or Sam Howell. That's what I want.
I'm looking at futures odds.
You don't like Howell?
Not a Howell fan.
I think Howell's, yeah, he could be good. I hate the reset process. Like, we had Jones not too long ago.
But we have to, right?
Yeah, you're right. No, you're 100%.
Unless you want to swallow.
But it's another rookie quarterback.
And I know you, something's big in sports. What do you want, Deshaun Watson?
No, I don't want Deshaun Watson.
What's going on with – he's just still practicing?
Still legal.
Yeah, but, man.
NFL.
This Texans team, are they going to win two games?
Well,
I mean,
does he
like,
– does he – what was
he? Is he playing?
I don't
like,
see him black.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think even he could get. Do you think he could get two wins, even as bad as they are?
I mean, if he plays,
he's dynamic.
No, if he plays, yeah, I just don't see him playing.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like because he's only going, obviously, to practice because he'd be fined or whatever. But wouldn't they just, like, cut him or something? Like, that's what I don't get.
What I don't get is how they don't step in and, like.
I think they want to step. I think they want to, but they're also like, hey, maybe if he. If nothing happens, we still have our franchise quarterback.
Right. And it just feels like they're going to get him out of their tank and then get the one pick and start over. Because they got a whole new team. Nick Casario got hired. The old Pats personnel guys, the new GM. They got a new coach. It just feels like a new era kind of coming.
You know what even more so feels like a new era? Once J.J. – like J.J. Watt to me was that entire franchise.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and like especially being here, like the Letterman jackets – all the memes, like, pardon my take, kind of making fun of him. Like, J.J. Watt has been tied to the Texans, it seems like, forever. He leaves, yeah, you start the whole thing over.
Him
you
on
know,
the Cardinals
change the name.
Is weird.
Very weird. Change the whole name
so
for the
what's,
Texans.
What's going on with DeAndre Hopkins? Is he, like, because the whole vaccination stuff, like, is they going to let him play? Cause he,
I don't know.
He was holding out like he didn't want.
Yeah, he's got problems.
He doesn't
with it.
Want.
I know Lamar. It sounds like Lamar Jackson doesn't want it either.
Yeah,
Kirk Cousins,
Cole
too.
Beasley. Like, there's a bunch of people, but and there's. I feel like it's still uncertain because, like, obviously DeAndre Hopkins is a big deal. So I don't. This year's gonna be really weird with all that stuff.
Yeah, I just hope we can get full stadiums and stuff.
Yeah,
I know the New Orleans thing's looking super dicey with what's going on in Louisiana right now. But asking, so NFC East, while we're on that front, I'm looking at futures odds. Check out the Barstool Sportsbook app. One thing I wanted to kind of get into, we're going to really get into next week, is the future stuff. Cowboys plus 145, football team plus 260, Giants plus 350, Eagles plus 475. I'm crossing Philly off.
Yep.
I just can't see it. I just, yeah. I try to be as positive. I mean, you know, I'm more positive than most. I just don't see it. But all three other teams you can make an argument for. Y'all kind of mentioned that everybody's on the football team.
I think everyone's on the football team. You might not realize it. I've seen futures out there.
I said they're all
Kelly
on
did a
them,
video on them.
But I don't think like as Super Bowl contenders. I think they're like
– I have seen some people throw them out as Super
That's
Bowl
insane.
Contenders. I swear to God.
I don't know how it. You go from six wins to fucking Super Bowl.
I think people romanticize Fitzpatrick in a way.
They do.
They really do. You know, and he's fun. He's really fun. But he's still – on what, like his 12th team?
Yeah, exactly. He's serviceable. You know what you're getting from. He's not going to be elite. You know exactly what you're going to get.
It's going to sound like a homer pick, but you're right. So cross Philly off. I think everyone's on Washington. I'm not going to take the favorite. By Giants. Default, you got to take the Giants.
Well, no, you look at the Giants.
At that number.
No, plus 350 is a good price. You know, if the skill guys stay healthy, because the defense is going to be good. We all surprised. So week one, Rico, you kind of mentioned we'll talk a couple weeks.
Sure.
Week one lines. Denver's laying 1.5 in New York. I thought the Giants should be a 3-point favorite.
Yeah.
What's this Denver hype that's going on? I know they get Von Miller and Cortland Sutton back. They were both out for the year before the season last year. But I hadn't seen anything out of Drew Locke or Teddy Bridgewater.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
why are they laying 1.5? Vegas seems like they've got a real low power ranking on the Giants.
I think it's still people being down on the Giants.
Have they named a starter?
Who, Denver? Yeah. I hadn't heard yet, but I think it. I mean, who knows, but I think it's Locke. Like, I don't know. Teddy just didn't. He had his chance last year. I just don't know if he's a star.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't. I don't like that spread at all. I like the Giants a lot there.
Yeah.
It kind of scares me, the spread.
No, it's a weird one. It's a weird one. I feel like I'd rather the Giants be favored to bet on.
Yeah, 1,000%.
They got to know something.
No, and then the other one that's interesting is the football team's a 1.5-point home dog to the L.A. Chargers. But the Chargers – every year, Vegas, no matter how much they underachieve, Vegas always has a stout power ranking on the Chargers. I mean, and I think they could be, you know, Brandon Staley, I think that's a good hire.
Well, even as much as people like Fitzpatrick, you got to give that advantage quarterback-wise to Herbert, correct? No?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, so I think that's maybe why the Chargers are a favorite.
Yeah, and the thing with the Chargers, too, Anthony Lynn was, I mean, he was abysmal.
He was like somebody who they pulled off the street the way he would lose those games.
Yeah, and I mean, he wanted to start Tyrod Taylor over Herbert. So I think the Chargers, a lot of people are looking at them over 9.5. I do think they're the second best team in that division. I think there's a clear they should step in and be better than the Raiders and the Broncos. What do y'all think about the Dallas Cowboys this year?
Looking at these lines, it's giving me so much anxiety. Because there's so many teams. I'm like, wait, how is that the spread?
Right.
I mean, the Cowboys are plus 7 to open up this season against the Bucs.
Yeah, it's Thursday night, and you look at this. So I went through all the week one lines. I'm getting all just giddy because the football prep's like my favorite. I think that's like a super high over-under. It's 51.5, which you understand because the Cowboys play overs and Tampa has power. But like week one, generally, offenses start a little slower as they're getting in a rhythm. The Cowboys thing, though, the weapons are great. I mean, you see CeeDee Lamb emerging with Amari Cooper and Gallup and Zeke Elliott and Tony Pollard's a solid number two. It's all on the defense. They hired Dan Quinn, who, head coach in Atlanta, couldn't stop anybody, but was a really good defensive coordinator for Pete Carroll in Seattle with the Legion of Boom and for Muschamp at Florida. It can't get worse. I'm curious if Micah Parsons for Penn State is actually 5-1 to win NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. Can he make a difference on that? But if their defense goes from, like, the worst – to, like, okay, the Cowboys have a good shot to win that division because that offense firepower.
This is why I hate the NFL, because I love it. It's my favorite, one of my favorite sports to bet on. But, like, when you name that offense, it's like they have so many weapons. How do they not? That's like the Titans are going to be my team this year that I bet all the time because they're minus 3.5 against the Cardinals.
That one's a fun week one.
That's an
Arizona
unbelievable
and Tennessee
game. Yeah. Because and you guys know, obviously, like, that's a pick'em in football. Well, three is a pick'em in football.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, man. The Titans are just so exciting on offense. I love with Julio Jones.
Their efficiency. Because Tennessee, like, they've been, like, since Mariota switched to Tannehill, they've been, like, the number one overs team in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, and what's crazy is they don't snap it fast. So many of these overs teams are, like, you know, Dallas, the tempo – Tennessee freaking huddles.
Yep.
They just are so efficient with Henry and the play action and AJ that they just always score, you know, and they don't even have that many possessions in the game. And I want to mention while we're talking about Tennessee, taking a look at the AFC South. So Wentz, they're thinking, could be back a little earlier. Tennessee, you know, the Colts of Tennessee have flip-flopped as the favorite. My favorite play on the season win totals is Jacksonville over 6.5.
Yeah.
My favorite one.
Yeah.
Their schedule is really weak. They open with Houston, which I think gets them the right path. If Houston's as bad, if Watson doesn't play, we'll see, but I kind of feel like he hadn't. You go 2-0 against Houston, you go 5-10 the rest of the way and get to the window.
Are they going with Lawrence, obviously?
Oh, yeah, they're going with Lawrence
right away.
But no, but you look at this Jacksonville team. All right, they've got some playmakers and speed on defense with Josh Allen out of Kentucky and Chase on. They've got some athletes. I like the rookie Cisco for safety out of Syracuse. But on offense, you got to think Meyer's been waiting to come to the NFL for the right job. He's got Lawrence. They've got an underrated O-line. Their weapons, Etienne, they're lining him up all over. He's going to be, like, lining up as receiver. They're going to kind of use him in that third bound back role to split with Robinson. Their receiving core is super underrated. DJ Shark is a burner. Chenault from Colorado is good. They signed Marvin Jones, who I think is always solid, underrated veteran.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not saying Jacksonville is going to win 12 games, but they're going to be an exciting football team. If the Texans suck, that's going to help. If Wentz is out, that helps. I went through their schedule. The Bills is the toughest game. But, I mean, 7-10 gets you to the window.
Who do they cross over with in the NFC?
Okay, I'm going to look. I looked at it, and it wasn't too bad. I know they play. I think it may. Let me see. I'm going to look at it right now. I went through it with Chaps because Chaps is a huge Jaguars fan. He's in the office, and he fired really big on it. But I think they're just going to be really exciting. And I know everybody's hyping the Tebow tight end thing, but I think Tebow, everybody's like hating on that. But, man, he's going to put so many asses in the seats. Him and Meyer back together in Jacksonville with the old Florida ties. And then, you know, Tebow could be two-point conversion plays and that kind of stuff and short yardage. But I'm taking a look at their schedule right now. And I think it's very manageable. Open with Texans, at Texans, Denver at home, Arizona at home, at Bengals, first four.
That's two.
Yeah, then they play Dolphins at home, which kind of feels winnable. Like a toss-up. Tough at Seattle, Buffalo at home. Okay. That's a tough stretch. They play the Niners, the Falcons.
Falcons
they,
win.
Oh, they do play the NFC West. Okay, that part's
Falcons is a win, three.
At the Rams is a loss. But then they get the Texans again. They play the
four,
Jets.
Five.
I don't know. I just feel
– What else is the rest of the way?
They play the Colts twice. They got to play – they do play Tennessee, which is going to be tough.
Okay.
Well, they play them, obviously, in the division. Bills is tough. Niners is tough. Falcons is weak. Rams is tough. Jets should be a win. I don't know. I think they win 7 or 8. And also, they're – think about this world. They're 7-1 to win that division. I know that that's hard to believe, but, like, Tennessee, I think their offense is unbelievable, but their defense is weak. I mean, could a 9-8 or 10-7, if they have that kind of year, have a shot? I'm just saying it's 7-1. I'm not saying they're going to win it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just – in a four-team division, getting 7-1 is big
offense. No, I mean, it depends if Lawrence can be dynamic. I mean, obviously, Urban Meyer knew what he was doing in college. Yeah, it's a lot of opportunity. I saw 5 wins on the schedule. You did list a lot of losses, though.
No, yeah.
I think there's a gap. Like, if you kept listing maybe wins.
No, the West thing hurts.
Oh, absolutely.
The NFC West. No, having to play the NFC West.
I think you have 5 wins on there for sure. So what do you need? You're only going 6?
Well, I think the big thing with them.
You can find one more in the division, right?
The big thing for them is starting hot.
Yes.
That's the big
thing. I think they're going to be 2-2 based off what you just said.
No, I think
the Falcons and Texans. They could win week 1.
And they're at the Bengals, too. That could be a win.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I have one game.
Okay.
And I also need to bring something up about you, Mincy.
Go ahead.
So which one do you want first?
Whatever you want to do, Marty.
Pick it.
Whatever you're going to say, go for it. I got to grab this ad anyway.
Okay. So first I'm going to go with Carolina, -4.5 first week. Donald back against the Jets at home. He is going to rip apart the New York Jets. -4.5.
Everything you're saying about the Yankees today, is this one too easy?
I don't.
Everything in the world goes wrong for the Jets.
I know.
Is this one too easy?
You're right, and you have to think about it like that, but it's just, it's in the cards. It's in the
No, the fact, how did he get that? And he doesn't have to go to New York either.
Yeah, first game, and Darnold's actually just probably a good quarterback, but just in the way Adam Gase was worse.
He was a mess.
Absolute worst. I love that. But Mincy.
Did he get a job anywhere, Gase?
Is he back with Alabama? Did I hear?
Yeah, is he on the Alabama?
He's on Alabama rehab. Yeah,
the Alabama rehab program
with Bill O'Brien.
Dude, Will Muschamp's on the Georgia rehab with Kirby Smart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
Apparently, him and Saban, even though they have history, they're still It went bad in Miami.
Where is Adam?
Go ahead. What's your beef with me?
No, not beef. I read Billy's blog this morning. Billy's an unbelievable blogger, if anyone's
I hadn't read it yet, so you're telling
me. It's so fucking funny, but it's like talking. So are you moving in?
So, yes, I'm moving in. what Marty's referring
to. Did you
know this? Okay.
You're living with Billy?
No, not with him, across the hall.
Well, it's a shared backyard, right?
Yeah, it's a shared backyard. So we've got the funny. I love Barstool personality dynamics. 38-year-old me with 22-year-old Billy Football being neighbors. I'm moving to Hoboken by Billy, and so we're gonna do. I think we'll have some pretty funny content together. We got Nostradamus, the gambling hedgehog.
Billy's right, and he goes, Mincy, I'm gonna control Mincy's diet. So he goes, hopefully Mincy gets a dining room table because Billy didn't get one. He has a squat rack in his kitchen.
Yeah,
because he doesn't need a table. He says he lives by himself. He eats on his bench. So he's hopefully Mincy gets a dining room table they could eat at. And he goes, Mincy's my pet. I'm gonna have his diet. I'm gonna have him over all the time. We're gonna have the two of them living in the same shared space is so fucking funny to me.
I think it's gonna be unbelievable.
I love it.
No,
I
and I'm gonna it. We gotta embrace it for content too. He
of
always
course.
Does the Billy parlays and stuff.
That's a whole other fucking animal. Those parlays.
Yeah, the Nostradamus, the gambling hedgehog. I think it's gonna be funny. But I'm excited about Hoboken. I know you've been in Jersey.
It's
for
be great.
A while.
It's
yeah,
great.
And then especially with the gambling house.
It's
being
nice
over there.
It's nice to get out of the city. You know, it's all hustle and fucking people going nuts. And beeping the horns. It's nice to get out of the city once you come here every day.
There's a lot of buzz in the new houses. The Philly house is a lot of buzz. You know, yeah. Like I think the game, Jersey, it's new. It's brand new. New state. Like there,
I'm
there
also.
Buzz.
The Jersey thing's great though because it wasn't like that inconvenient to take a train to Philly and, you know, stay at the you'd stay at the house or get a hotel. Yeah. But
right.
This is a different animal being right here.
10 minutes
away. Yeah, I got a 5-minute walk to just pop over there to hit those streams.
But it also separates too. You felt like, you know, you're here all week and then you're here for the Sunday stream all day. There's not a lot of excitement. This can be like an exciting.
And that's just like, and only the gamblers, because sometimes you get some people that fly in there and you're like, want to kill them when they're talking about their fantasy football.
Yeah.
And like, those, you're a gambler when you go there, which is nice all the time. But I am telling you, when RI Casino is all finished and out to go, I'm going to become a streamer of blackjack.
Streamer of blackjack.
I have a whole content plan of what we're doing. I'm not sure if we're allowed to even talk about it yet, but I'm going to stream blackjack all the time.
Speaking of that, are you going to make the Four Loko poker night tonight?
I'm trying to.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be able to.
We're having our Barstool. We're doing it on Thursday nights, sponsored by Four Loko, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of our guys, the Cracking Aces, me and Nate and Smitty and Owen and Ken Jack's going to play tonight. It's really fun software because you can actually – it's not – usually when you watch online, it's just like a screen name and people are chatting. But this is us hooked up talking and you see our faces, and it adds a whole new dynamic. So check that out. And while you're at it, subscribe to Cracking Aces. Support our Barstool Poker Venture. And while on that note, let's talk about Showtime pay-per-view and most valuable promotions presenting Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley, a 5-fight pay-per-view event in Jake Paul's hometown of Cleveland, Ohio. The professional boxing card will take place on Sunday, August 29th. The action-packed pay-per-view telecast will be produced and distributed by Showtime Pay-Per-View, beginning live at a special time of 8 p.m. Eastern. The main event will feature renowned content creator and undefeated pro boxer Jake the Problem Child Paul and former UFC champion Tyron the Chosen One Woodley. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com. Order now. Go to the Showtime app or at Showtime.com/pay-per-view and watch the live event on any supported device. The event is also available via all major cable, satellite, and telco pay-per-view providers for $59.99. That interesting to me to see that last week into August, everybody's trying to cram in big events before football season. It seems like that weekend's kind of popping with fights, and we got a Rough and Rowdy. We got the Showtime thing that Dan and Dave are going to be a part of. But then Labor Day, I mean, it's on.
I think I'm going to try and do something with the guy that Chip Donnie's fighting. Just he's like a model.
TikTok guy?
Yeah, QCP's got like 8 million followers on TikTok. I'm going to try and see what he's all about for Donnie. He like wouldn't tell Donnie his height and stuff. Like,
I think you have to disclose that stuff with fight. Like legally.
I don't know. It's Rough and Rowdy.
All right. Whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's going to be a really fun weekend. And Guys, man, it's just crazy how fast summer goes. I just can't believe it. I mean, we're literally 3 weeks. I mean, we got week zero in 2 weeks, which is just exciting to see football on. But
like when those fights are happening, like that's a great pregame for all football coming. Like Jake Paul, I know people don't like him.
People care, though. People click on it.
I'm going to write a blog today about defending him as a great fighter. I don't care about his person. I don't know what he is. I just, as a fighter, I think he's really good. But that's an unbelievable fight. Rough and Rowdy is one. This is one of our best cards, I think, ever. We have, like, pretty
the
much.
Pac-Man Jones in West Virginia, yeah, too. He's in West Virginia.
Jones is fighting who?
Fucking Bobby Lang.
I didn't want to ask. I thought that was the one. Yeah,
the guy
that's
who's
fucking
unbelievable.
Crazy.
And then it's Chef Dying and QCP and Supreme Patty. This guy was huge on Vine, and he's a kind of a he kind of sucks, to be honest.
You heard about Charles Haley says Pac-Man's gonna kill him. Bobby Lang's a big motherfucker.
That's what I don't. So if you're not a Rough and Rowdy fan, I don't think you know Bobby Lang. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't think you know how he is. He's the baddest motherfucker I've ever seen fight. And Pac-Man Jones looks good. I'll give him that. Bad person, not a good person.
No,
but. Looks jacked. That is a good fight. The fact that we're getting these fights with Rough and Rowdy is like another thing that's just a side thing that's crazy for us. You know what I mean? Like that's a legit card right there.
Oh yeah.
And always when you have a Barstool employee fighting, it helps because everyone's invested in Donnie. Like we all want Donnie to kick his ass, obviously. So it's gonna be really good.
No, I'm super excited about that too. And then just getting into football. It's just about to go down. On a crazy, crazy level. You were looking at the week one, Rico. Do you have any other week one comments?
No. The futures I would take a stab on, I think I got sold on what Smitty was saying. If you gave
me... Don't fall in those Smitty traps.
Yeah. Maybe I'll cross
He's been hot off. Lately, man. God, I went 3-0 last night, and he still jumped 4-4.
I did, too.
I got killed.
You know what?
I think I'm like 0-7 in my last
You know
seven.
What we're doing, though? I think we're going to have to...
you're all getting hot.
No, I think we're going to have to eliminate the parlays.
Because when you hit those 6-1s, they're just...
They're good for business.
I know. But are you... All right, fine. But he did three parlays.
Three last night?
Yeah, it's not
one. Maybe you're allowed... Maybe you can only
do
one.
Yeah,
you should have one,
be a
one special of the day.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair compromise.
I know it's juice, and I know you're laying 155. I don't see how the Bills don't win the AFC East. I'm sorry.
It's just like I don't just find a reason to take that bet. You know what I mean?
I know. Well, we were talking about divisions. I would take the Bills to win the AFC at 550. Maybe they close the gap. I know Mahomes is unbelievable. He's going to be revengeful. I would look at the Bills plus 1,200 for the Super Bowl. And as far as the NFC,
Allen could. What's scary is how much he improved last year, and what if he gets even better in year four?
Right.
And their defense is freaking – their D-line. I went through their roster – last night, I'm really doing – I'm trying to go super all out on my NFL prep. And, man, dude, that Bills D-line is – it reminds me, McDermott, their head coach, was the defensive coordinator at Carolina when they went 15-1 that year, and Cam won the MVP. And it's like that D-line, like, literally part two. And
you're
going to
tell me the Ravens minus 4.5 against the fucking Raiders are not
– Boy, that's a weird one, though, because it's the Raiders' first time to have fans in Vegas on a Monday night. So
yeah.
They're going to be hyped up to hell. That's a weird home. I felt like the Ravens are going to be really – the when I looked at week one, the Ravens by 4.5 Monday night and the Rams on Sunday night by 7.5 against Chicago look like the most public tides to me.
Yeah. I think the Ravens won are way more than the Rams because everyone doesn't know what the Bears are going to fucking do. You know what I mean?
I'll give you one. As bad as they're going to be. I mean, you're crossing off the Eagles. But the Eagles are getting 3.5 at Atlanta.
That one's
Isn't
weird.
Isn't Atlanta going to be awful?
But
I think
Eagles
Atlanta's
are just, awful.
Yeah.
But at least Atlanta has – they fucking have –
Atlanta's on
name?
The dome turf kind
Pitts,
of as a home
Pitts
edge.
Pitts is going to be good.
Like, it'll be interesting to see on Pitts because tight ends is rookies usually – like Pitts is so athletic and all that. But tight end's not a position – you know, usually it takes a little bit.
I just know Matt Ryan – I know Matt Ryan is just better than fucking Jalen Hurts. That's all I need to know.
That one was kind of an interesting boy, I tell you, everybody's kind of crapping on the Steelers this year, too. And I know last year they had, like, the smoke and mirror. Everybody knew their huge start last year. They won all those close games. They played all these backup quarterbacks. So, I mean, people realized they weren't that good. But, man, they're, like, plus 425 to win the AFC North. And I don't know. I'm bigger, and we'll get into this way more on the Fantasy Football Factory pod. I think this Najee Harris thing is going to make a pretty damn big difference.
Yeah,
big
I do
Ben
too.
Guys. I think Connor couldn't stay healthy, and now Najee, I mean, they can pound him. He's physical. He'll be able to stay. He can handle that AFC North physical beating. He's good out of the backfield. Man, Chase Claypool is an emerging huge star.
He was a star.
If he stays off of TikTok, yeah.
I think I saw something. You talk about Najee Harris. The Steelers love – there's no really, like, committee with them. They pound the one running back.
Yeah.
So if you look at Najee Harris, like, yards or, like, if you're looking at him, like you said, in fantasy, it seems like he's going to be the workhorse.
And he's just built like – that AFC North is such a – I mean, you know, everybody always called the NFC North the black and blue division. The AFC North is the real one. Those – any matchup of Ravens, Steelers, Browns, Bengals, especially those Bengals, Steelers, man, those are just – those are injury magnets. They're cold. Everybody hits. Najee Harris is built for that.
Yeah, it's just a cold, cold division.
Yeah, I always worry about Lamar. Like, it, you know, that's why I hate to even say it to the universe, but I always worry about Lamar in it a little bit. Just
oh yeah, you have to. Let me tell you something about. I don't know. I keep going back to the Eagles for some reason. I've been to one football game. Like I've said, it was Oklahoma Baylor. That was the Big 12 championship.
Big 12
right?
championship. Charlie Brewer got hurt. I had Baylor.
Hurts was so awful. I don't know, like, watching him live, I couldn't believe my – I was like, because I was always kind of a fan of his, and I don't know how he's going to start in the NFL. I really don't.
Like, I feel like if they had everything around him, like a great O-line, and Miles Sanders is a good running back, but if they had, like, tons around him and a good defense, you could, like, win with him because I don't think he'll screw up too much. But I just can't see Hurts as a guy that can NFL progression passing to your third, fourth option. Like, I feel like he's a guy who's going to look at his one, kind of look at his two, take off and run or throw it away.
Yeah,
like, I don't think he's like that level of a pro quarterback.
Like, if he was in that Peyton Manning spot where he won the Super Bowl with the Broncos, where he just don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
he can do that.
I don't think Hurts, like, people were talking about we were talking about who's going to lead the NFL in interceptions. I don't think Hurts will. Because I don't think Hurts is the guy that's throwing into those tight windows trying to force stuff. I think he will miss some opportunities.
The only thing is with the interceptions that he might is because he's going to have to probably force a lot of shit because he's got Devonta Smith, I think is going to be good.
How's his whole line? Is he going to be throwing quick?
That's the problem. I think he's going to
be running for
his
life.
That's
always a factor.
And when he's got to scramble a lot, he's going to throw a lot of picks. But I know what you mean.
The other two, Ben, I would take a chance on in the NFC Championship would be the Rams plus 650. Maybe this is just the time with Stafford. Like he's got, like you said, he's got everything around him.
And I think the golf to Stafford. I've said this: the golf to Stafford upgrade is
seize the moment, which is weird because Goff was America's child a couple of years ago, making that Super Bowl. You know, so just weird to see how quickly the NFL. I guess not for long, really.
Well, I mean, it just showed McVay. I thought, you know, yep. And look at like McVay. Remember the Cousins seasons for the football team or the Redskins then? And golf, he's never had a Stafford before.
No.
You know, he's had guys that he's made the best of with.
No, I think I got a little bit convinced with Smitty. Kyler Murray is an unbelievable talent. I would take a stab at them at the NFC for $2,200.
I like what you're thinking on that because if it broke right, it could really break right.
Yeah,
you know,
like
the upside, and they've got some speed and dudes on defense. Isaiah Simmons, like they've got a few. Chandler Jones wants out, but they've got some like athletic guys that can make some plays on D too.
Did they win that? They won that one score game against the Bills.
Yeah, that was
Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
Right?
Okay, Hopkins caught that Hail Mary because it was when I was with Dave. And
yeah,
all
we don't need. Yeah,
out.
We don't need to. Yeah, that because that sucked.
That was so wacky.
Those where it's like because you know when you lose a bet and you just start screaming.
Yeah,
none of us talked. That was one of those where it was like you were so shocked that you were like, how the fuck? Are you talking to the chat, boys?
Yeah, I'm trying to track. They said they were saying Fran left me for Billy Football.
Yeah.
On there.
That's tough. Oh, it's a roommate swap. Let's do our picks. We only got like five minutes.
Well, I mean, look.
The show's been great.
God forbid we talk sports.
No, I know. It was a nice sports
talk. Yeah, like I said, animals. I'm talking to chat. Like, we're going to. Like next week, I'm telling y'all boys, this is a taste of it. We're throwing down, and Brandon crushes college. I mean, he does a phenomenal job. We're gonna throw down a ton of NFL next week.
I run hot.
Some college. We'll have like theme days where we pick Big 12, SEC, whatever. What divisions? We'll have everybody prep. We're gonna throw down the football. Next
I mean, look,
week
there's
get
probably
ready.
Already 25 to 30 win totals out there.
Oh, yeah.
Between
then,
us all.
And then also this year, too, we're going to have fun. Stephen Shea and I with the Fantasy Football Factory, we're going to be doing prop bets on the for primetime games. We're going to really hit that.
Awesome.
Thursday night, Monday night, top of the sports book. That's going to be a lot of fun, too. I'm really wondering if I'm going to be able to get through the year without punching him in the face, though. Something about Shea. Something about Shea. And, like, I'm pretty hard to make mad, but he gets me, man. Just like, and we've already had it. He just trolls the Buck Saint stuff. And, man, I don't know. I mean, I really, it's going to be hard to not snap. All right.
Can you put those standings back up, TJ?
Let's get them. And let's get some picks out.
Because
I was at 8 units two days ago.
We need to.
I'm getting fucking killed.
Anyone that calls us bad gamblers, plus 14, plus 8, plus 7, plus 4, plus 0.6 is even the sixth place at pretty much even. Look at us.
Yeah.
Brandon is bringing us down. But even minus 4 is usually in first place.
For a little bit, early in the month.
Minus 4 units is fucking pretty good.
Yeah. No, I agree. Hey, Megan finally had a big night last night.
She needs it.
She needs a lot of
them. But Minty, you start.
Minty, lead it off. Yeah.
Okay. Let me get my picks center. Let's get the graphic up. I've got it on the thread. I had a good night last night, taking Oakland by a run and a half again. I'm going under 8.5 in Milwaukee-Chicago, Woodruff against Hendricks, just because the pitching matchup. I've got the Padres laying a run and a half because they're on the road against Arizona, and Arizona sucks. And I took the Giants by 1.5 at home against the Rockies just because the Rockies are the worst road team. Sometimes the Giants aren't a team to lay the run and a half with, though, because at Pac Bell,
right,
at that park, they win 3-2, 4-3 a lot.
Do you know we're on pace to get three? The Barstool put up the graphic. I'm pretty positive. Three of the worst road teams in the last, like, 20 years or, well, like, ever in baseball history or something like
to
that?
To the stat. Rockies, Rangers, D-backs are combined 40-126 on the road.
That's what I'm saying.
Season.
They're going to be three of the 10 worst ever.
If
on
you
the road.
Did at least a 2-team parlay on them, you'd be plus 40 units if on every away game.
Wow. Jesus Christ. It feels like the lay and run and a half against these bad teams has been working.
Well,
that's what's been working for me.
Perfect transition, because I am on the St. Louis Cardinals, -1.5 against the Pirates. I'm also on the St. Louis team total over.
The fact that you're going is insane after an 0-4 night.
He made a transition. I did the transition.
I mean, 0-4 night going second is.
A's -1.5, and the Mariners -1.5.
See that? No. Mincy did this. Wait, actually, was it yesterday? You had all -1.5s?
Yeah, I had three of them. I hit them all.
I know. Debunks everything I'm about to say. So
Fulton
Evich
stinks.
But that does scare me when you have to do -1.5 for a lot. It's scary.
But you're getting it plus money.
I understand.
And the Pirates are horrific.
I understand.
So I'll take that.
My picks are, where are they at? So I have the Cardinals as
Cardinals
well.
Are already up 1-0, by the way, in the middle of the first inning. So I shove it up your ass.
I mean, I have the Cardinals too, but it's got a money line. -130, I'll take. Rays -105. They got blown out 20 to like 8 yesterday. Yankees money line +140.
You're gonna ruin your neck.
Come in for a second. He's got to.
Listen, I know you're a star.
Got,
I'm not gonna tell you how to live
your
life.
We got Pilot Pete
but that's
coming
how you,
on.
That's how you compromise
your
neck.
He thinks you're.
Yeah, the shade. It compromises the neck, drags it down.
He's got a little bit of. Yeah,
that's my only advice.
You
bro.
Think
live
it's
your
pulling
life.
Down
you're
a little
clearly
bit.
Doing well, but. You compromise your neck. That's it. I got a lot of V-necks.
Right.
Summer of 2011, I had 54 V-necks going down the show summer. Yeah.
He only wears free clothes, though, so don't worry about it.
No, that time I was buying my clothes. Oh. But now, yeah. That's funny. Okay. We'll just be careful. Yeah, just worry about your neck, you know?
I got to do like this. All right. Yeah, just on top.
Nice.
See? Looks good.
Good
Looks
luck.
Good. You had to throw it out there. You
He's going to find out who I am and be like, fuck that guy.
You probably blocked him on Twitter already.
Fuck that guy.
Go ahead. Where was I out of my picks? Oh, yeah, you got to take a flyer on the Yankees +140.
You just because the price is just too big.
Have to, yeah.
And, yeah, you had to.
Angels, Ohtani versus Berrios.
That's a great, yeah. I looked at the under on that one pretty close, but, man, both teams could kind of score. The Blue Jays aren't really a team you want to bet unders on.
No, 100%. So, yeah, it's a good – and my fifth pick is the Eagles tonight, -1.5.
Okay, you're going Eagles preseason Marty?
Yep.
Preseason Marty's a thing. And no play on football team, Pats?
No.
I'm taking the Patriots.
No.
I'll
that
take
one
the Patriots.
Scares me.
Add it. Patriots.
It scares me because of Mac Jones and the – what's his name? I forgot his name again.
Nick Mullins?
Football team?
Nick Mullins?
No, the football team's backup.
Heineke.
He scares me.
No, he played great against the Bucks, and, man, he was unreal at Old Dominion.
I know. He scares the shit out of me because he's like, I feel like preseason is his season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They scare me.
Well, I'm just glad we got football on. I mean, preseason, I'm always kind of like I'm just glad to see football back on. I can't say like I'm the guy that watches four quarters of preseason games. I'll glance at it a little bit.
It's on though.
I'm glad it's on. I'm gonna watch the Saints.
It's good to check in.
So what it is, what you do with preseason, you watch the first quarter because that's usually the starters or some of the better players. And then if you bet on it, you turn back on the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter, like 4 minutes left, just you have to sweat it out.
Right.
The second, third quarter is a crapshoot.
No.
Yeah, it's tough to tell. Some teams though, one thing on the preseason, Seattle's usually really good because they have that competitive culture. They're real big on it. The Ravens are usually tough in preseason, too. There's a couple of teams that just take it a little more seriously, and they just believe winning and the culture matters. And so that's kind of something to look out for.
For anyone that says we don't talk sports on this show, this was an hour full of sports. But it was two minutes of Mincy's life, and just really funny that they're going to be sharing
the Billy football, yeah.
Mincy's going to be tanning in the fucking backyard while Billy's walking his dog and doing squats.
I'm gonna be
in the
kicking
kitchen.
It with Billy's dog a bunch too.
Have you guys thought about putting the bedrooms on left side of the hall and making the right side like a sick TV setup, couches?
I hadn't yet. I know we
the
got
dining
a,
room
I know
table.
We got a grill though. Billy's got a grill. All right.
So yeah, I'm big excited. Grill guy. Billy's gonna fucking make Mincy dog watch.
Pilot Pete, at me, bro. Wrap it up, Mincy.
Too
great
funny.
Show.
Well, guys, TG, thanks to our crew, too, man. We really appreciate it.
Remember, this is Marty. Smitty wants you to see his card before we cut off the air.
Okay. What?
Whoa.
I want to shit on Smitty's chest. Is that guy kidding me?
First yeah, but it's five, a funny one. That's always dangerous when you do that.
Yeah,
though,
good luck.
You know, because you can go and force
him. I win. If the Yankees win, I'm in first place.
Well, guys, thank y'all. Enjoyed. Appreciate Brandon Walker letting me sit in and host. Appreciate Rico and Marty and our production crew. Brandon will be back tomorrow, next week. We're throwing down football. Thank y'all for listening to Pick Central, the Barstool Sportsbook and YouTube channel.